Good morning, Joe. It's Joe from FAD. Just maybe want to fill Chantal in, because she's been off on
okay.
what your theme is, what you've been doing so far, and then we can go from there.
So, started off with architecture, so in London, buildings and stuff. And then I started taking that and turning that into like sort of silhouettes. Sorry, I'm skipping ahead quite a bit. I'm trying to think of everything I've gone through so far. Yeah.
So you're being inspired by architecture and creating sort of fashion items.
Yep, through the buildings that I saw. That was the main influence for it.
Okay.
So started off recently, I did like the silhouettes that I took from the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I'd then turn them into sort of garment silhouettes.
They were a particular type of architecture, though.
It was brutalism to begin with. Yeah.
There's lots of brutalist architecture in Jersey.
Yeah, I've been went around town as well and tried to find as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also looked at.
So have you got any drawings? Show me visuals. I'm a visual person.
I wasn't sure if I needed it or so. I left it in the other room.
Well, just whatever you've got here that can help.
Whatever
straight.
I've got.
We're going to go and get some visuals. Next door.
No, it's all right. I think I've got some here. So that was from the printouts I took. So they were like different buildings I saw throughout. And I've got them. And I've sort of traced over them to get different.
So Joe's first of all say that basically took brutalist architecture from London and collaged it together to create
one of our
imagery and silhouettes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it?
Yeah. Time ago, Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was bloody useless, but yeah. Yeah.
She's a great model.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous.
Where did you get this image of her?
From the gallery.
Gallery
book
magazine.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Great collage.
Mm-hmm.
I think the collage is help me to get my head around it more than your drawings.
Yeah, I
if I'm being really brutally honest.
No,
okay.
It was just some rough sketches
okay.
from that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep on going, it was just more of that.
So what have you done practically?
Practically? Not much right now. I've done that. I've like half, almost finished making a bigger scale of that, but I want to be able to sort of wear for more silhouettes of that.
So this is a scale model?
This is a maquette.
A maquette.
A maquette yeah. of the larger thing I'm going to make.
So this fits over the top of somebody, right?
Yeah.
Where's the neck hole?
That was just a little model of it.
I know, but the point,
yes.
Joe, of maquettes is there scale versions of the real thing. So you work it out here before
fashion.
You then make
it. You need to be thinking fashion all the way through. Not like
how it functions.
Now
yeah.
I'm just suddenly making a...
Does the big one I'm making still count as... Because it's not... It's just some...
Well, you have to tell us, not you. We tell
it
you.
It certainly shouldn't be final pieces at the moment.
No, 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 that's definitely not. So
yeah.
This was just a little mini thing I did.
Yeah.
This was just to get the
I love it,
numbers down for the thing. So the bigger one, I've got all the mass and things there. So I can...
What do you mean numbers?
Well,
measurements.
Measurements, yeah.
So sorry. The numbers.
Oh, sorry. The
thing you said was the numbers.
No. All the different sticks here. I got that and then scaled it up, so it's gonna.
So is this like is in like an American baseball player sort of?
It does
yeah.
kind of have
you know,
that
like,
silhouette.
You know how an American baseball player they put those things on their shoulders? Is
yeah.
that?
Well,
have you got an American baseball?
No, it didn't come from that.
Okay, so what I would do is if this is the kind of shape you're going
mm-hmm.
for and that,
mm-hmm.
look at American baseball
mm-hmm.
uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
They call
mm-hmm.
them uniform sportswear.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of protective
mm-hmm.
and clash that with brutalism.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just armour. Anything
armor.
That has this kind
yes.
of vibe.
You
yeah.
looked
oh, you've
armor.
Got that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was when I... Sorry, I did these ones first. Just the different shapes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one the most, so I went
mm-hmm.
with that. But then that was a sort of transformer robot.
Yeah, there's the link,
there,
love that.
I see the connection.
Sort of went with the...
Yeah, you can even stick that there. Like,
yeah.
Do an ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, again.
Yeah.
That's the way you do
to
it.
To make the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
love this silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there it is on the
really
trouble.
Easily communicate
yeah.
without
no,
you actually having to communicate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
You have to imagine because it will happen
mm-hmm.
that somebody who doesn't know you hasn't had any
mm-hmm.
of these conversations with you is going to look at this and they need to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And if there's any slight kind of, where's that come from?
You need to make it clear.
Yeah, you do. Well, you do. Okay, so with these,
yep.
Are any of these like a 360? Well, I mean, it's kind of like a 180 and a 180. You haven't done any actual 360s designing. So does that one match? No, it doesn't.
They don't match.
They're all different.
Yep.
So kind of what you need to know straight away is kind of what it looks like from a 360 degree viewpoint.
At the same time as creating the structure, you need to also be working on the covering. Because obviously brutalist patterning, you know, that, like, how
so this
making
is like
that?
A surface design, is it, to be
yeah, well, I don't know. I'm hoping, like, so, Joe, is it?
I saw you working on some camo thing.
I did. I'm not too sure.
It's all right, Joe.
Where
I
put
it.
Don't rush.
So I started looking at the colour scheme I got from the other stuff, and I started making camos in that sort of thing that could go as surface patterns.
I think that would look great, but I think because you've looked at brutalism so specifically and translated it so specifically, we still need that element, even though I love this sort of modern urban camo, but I wouldn't spend too much time developing the urban camo if it's this that you're showing us is the pattern.
Okay.
If you change this to urban camo, and then work on it, it links better. You know, it's more synchronized.
Yeah.
But really, we need to be thinking, like, you know, you could be just making digital print fabric, but then that needs to be ordered and you need a budget.
Yeah.
You kind of want to know different weights of fabric if you're doing fashion. Like, if this ends up on, like, the shoulders of somebody and then the fabric, is it going to be sheer? Is it going to be solid?
Is it going to be soft? Will it hold
it? Is it going to be layered up with patterns, you know?
Yeah.
Or are you going to just take fabric and paint?
Or print it yourself.
And print urban, you know, these urban brutalist angles and shapes. You know, is it in black and white? Is it going to be a monochrome, achromatic thingy? Because then suddenly you've got this
some infusion of these and like a pop of colour.
So there's a lot of questions here that kind of need to be consolidated, Joe.
Most of them, yeah.
Which you will do, don't worry. This is good that we've thrown these up. My next suggestion would be that when you start moving from the maquette version, that you get a mannequin and start building it to a human form.
Right,
or even getting a human and building it over them. I'm sure there's somebody that could be quite stationary. Anya looks quite stationary at lunchtime.
could you not just build it around her while she's on the sofa?
I've been trying to piece it together on myself. Grab someone else. Yeah.
It's easier on someone else.
Joe, or if you've got a little brother or a little sister or a parent.
And I would suggest to not work with these materials. Get cardboard.
That's my fault for saying, Joe, start just going to get some cocktail sticks.
Like, do something. Absolutely. But now we need to be at the stage where everything that you're doing is meaningful and helpful. So in order to create these hard and nice, maybe try cardboard first of all and start cutting these shapes and then seeing how they work in relation to the human body. Because I'm promising you, as soon as you start, this is enormous. This is an enormous structure on somebody. There will be things that you're kind of going to have to adjust, I imagine.
Could I just, Joe, as well, like, I know whoever your kind friend was that was ready to have photos against the garage door. It's just...
It's Ibby, isn't it?
Who's it?
Ibby.
Oh, Ibby, so I didn't see that. It just really jars with your imagery, like those shoes and jean skirt. There's nothing...
And the white ankle sock.
Slightly distracting, but I get the idea
of
the model.
Urban element of it.
Yeah.
But I kind of, like... would have maybe even
just
you know got her
get
really
her
against against here
got her dress
in a pair of black leggings or something in a pair of black leggings
I'll start to just turn up in a black outfit because what it does is it just hints at being rushed and thrown together last minute. You'll do. Unprepared.
Yeah.
It just makes it look unplanned.
Right.
Whereas if she was all in just an all black ensemble in these urban positions, you're going to find dressing the ideas and silhouettes a lot easier because you've given yourself the form, not the detail of the model.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's really the form of the model we need. It's And you know, the thing is with the skirt, it doesn't look very avant-garde. You know, like that, just without skirt, knickers, anything. Hair was then done up.
Yeah.
She's also stood at a really odd angle, which would mean that these things don't sit perfectly square onto her like this.
So push that as you go, you know, like another set.
Yeah.
And this is the right timing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just tips for now refining the next stage. But yeah, just even like working on the mannequin, working on the correct model, you know, like in the correct positions. And as I've said, get fabric and start draping. Because what you could do is you can use PVA and fabric to make hard sculptural fabrics. You could use, you know, you could make stuff out of cardboard, cover it in cling film, then drape PVA fabric over the cardboard to get these square sculptural things that you could then be hanging off a mannequin and like doing a moulage. Is it moulage? Where you dress with a cheap material to create the...
A toile, not
a moulage. I don't know what
moulage
is.
I was like,
Moulin?
I was like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, sorry. Moulin à toi. A toile.
Yeah, a toile.
And as a fashion designer, Joan, specialising in it, I hope you know at this point what a toile is or investigated a toile.
Yep.
Good.
I think, yeah, some investigation into sort of material techniques in terms of sort of like the patterns, maybe it's just like... You get a roller, black paint, you just roll a gridded kind of like very abstract design onto stark white fabric. I think you have to return to the brutalism all the time.
Yeah.
That was your starting point and that was your inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And brutalism is all about simplicity, right angles, very pared back, hard.
Raw.
Those are the sort of qualities that you always need to return back to.
Another idea is you could put these images onto acetate, put them onto the overhead projector, you could get someone wearing white, and you could then actually paint the design projected onto the person as it is, or just your fabric against the wall, or thing against the wall, and then paint that imagery, which you then drape over the models and things like that. Do you know what I mean,
Joe? Definitely.
A lot of this, again, your foundation student, time management, discipline, tasking, staying here all day. Well, I know you do. You know, I know you go through phases of being here all day and that, but really starting to now utilise what's available to you, Joe. Because this is a really strong potential. You know, you're a really good fashion student. And I think for your final show to have a really... We haven't had a really good piece of male-designed fashion... in a final show for a long time, and especially with such a cool theme as brutalism, such a rejection of decoration, you know, it's really exciting
about structure. Have you looked at any sort of artists that or fashion designers or accessories designers that create sort of stuff like this?
Not outside of architecture. I haven't been able to sort of find any that were...
Oh, I've got one for you.
Well, there certainly is Miyake.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I've looked at... I didn't connect that with the brutalism, but I've definitely...
Well,
it's structural.
It's structure. Okay. And it's about the manipulation of fabrics that is taking them from, like, just a soft drape to something much more architectural and sculptural, in fact. But you need to broaden out your understanding of what it is that you're doing here, because this is avant-garde, so you should be looking at sort of like body sculpture rather than fashion, because you're not going to find this sort of stuff in fashion.
Well, you must have seen... I don't know if you've ever seen this design. I do not know how to pronounce his name. Hussein Shalan. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
The famous dress
table.
So very, you know, again, structural. He likes to... So him.
Okay.
I've just never known how to say his name, so I always just have to type it in and go, him, the guy with the table. And so it's H-U-S-S-E-I-N.
H-U-S-S-E-I-N.
Hussein.
Yeah.
And then C-H-A.
C-H-A.
L-A-Y.
L-A-Y.
A-N. Shalalan. Hussein Shalalan. Hussein Shalalan. Sorry.
But certainly looking at sort of more body sculptural accessories, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
will be helpful to you in understanding materials and how they behave.
But he's really structural. I'm just sort of going down there like that's on a just went so like already you can see like this is his 207 show. You know, you can see already their structure.
Yeah.
So maybe a little bit of an experiment for you to do is in terms of how to manipulate fabrics in order to get these hard edges, folding, pleating. Origami, whatever it is.
Yeah, origami.
So you create almost like a little tester board of different techniques and processes that you can then apply to create these shapes. Because it might not end up being a whole framework that you need. Yes. Like maybe this is like a whole big pleated thing that just sticks out because of the nature of the fabric and how you've treated it.
And if you really wanted to push it, you could be dipping fabric into concrete.
Yeah.
You could be dipping fabric into plaster and adding, like, going and pushing some 3D processes.
Yeah.
Because with structure, with wrapping all of these things around, you could get an actual brutalist outfit, which could be absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to fit perfectly to the body.
And it doesn't have to be wearable.
No.
You know, like, again, it could be just finished as an avant-garde piece.
Yeah.
But it's been brought up with these considerations. It could just be a concrete dress.
Yeah.
Which would be out of this world.
If that is where you came to through a natural journey.
Gotta get there.
Okay.
But you will also have to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, I know students are tight, but our college, our department can't
support
ideas past merits, really. We don't have enough fantastic, you know, unless you're really sophisticated with a simple material. You kind of have to...
Like, if you're, like, scouring the textiles room expecting to find meters of white.
Yeah.
Silk or whatever to work in, you're going to be sad.
You're
going to be sad, and it's going to be a lot of time wasted as well.
Yeah, and like, oh, I'm going to go Chaz shopping next Saturday with Ibby or never say that to me because it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, going to a Chaz shop trying to find something specific that you want for an art project.
But start off with low materials until you really understand the shapes that you're trying to create and how it works in relation to the human body, if that's what you want to do. Don't be working in fabrics straight away. Work in paper, work in cardboard, work in lowly materials.
Well, it's like making, like, get some dolls, make some doll dresses as, if you, you know.
Yeah, minis.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some Barbies.
Okay.
And dress them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, this is exciting, Joe.
Yeah, it's got loads of potential.
So
I think there's a couple of gaps in terms of, you know.
Yeah,
and I do love that structure.
Knowledge.
Really,
but
it looks
more just like a sculpture.
Yeah.
Because I don't see how that could ever possibly interact with the body unless you were going to stick your head through.
It's
like
funny because if you left that, if you removed that bit and it's done a circle, we'd have instantly been like, get it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we got one of the little drawing models, you know, that could have, you know, because he's wood as well, it would all look quite cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's really tiny.
I know.
Jesus, that will look enormous.
In the post, I was expecting 60 centimetres.
Oh, damn we all.
Yeah, I think by scale,
that
would have to shrink dramatically. Mm. But again, stop worrying about totally how it fits to the body at this point.
You'll figure that out.
You need to work out how materials behave, what materials you're going to be using, some rough shapes, and then designing off the back of that research.
Because some of these shapes might be really, really tricky to create.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In fact, it is.
It could be that you simplify it a little bit more to something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the moment, in my mind, reading this image, it's a flat thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have...
Can't actually see. Yeah. No, it's just wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just looks like it's flat.
Brutalist angel wings. And again, you look, put him in front, you get Angel of the North.
Yeah, you do.
In wooden, you know, again, so I'd be looking at then instantly looking at him, whose name I've forgotten.
Oh, Anthony Gormley.
Anthony Gormley for, like, hard materials and figurative.
Well, and making people blocky. He's very good at doing things like that. But what I would recommend actually that you do is take some of the shapes that you've gotten from these buildings, like these L shapes or whatever, and just make them a separate objects, and then just play about with attaching them to a body. Just get a mannequin and just sort of like attach them to it.
Mm-hmm.
Take photographs.
Yeah.
See how they
lay out. And just see
fit.
How that works.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really, really simple.
Got it.
Cool.
Cool.
Great.
Thanks, Joe.
Great.